Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
And Botany Bay Eco Tours of Edisto Island and the Ace Basin, combining cultural history with natural history. Offering Gullah tours every Thursday with Miss Sarah Burnell sharing her stories of growing up Gullah. Online at botanybayecotours.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mink from USC for Nature Notes. Dallas Austin sent me a couple of photographs of a spider that he wanted to have identified. He said it reminded him of a brown widow spider that he's been seeing a good bit where he lives in the West Columbia area. But this one didn't have any red or orange on it, you know, so it wouldn't be that. But it certainly was shaped like a black widow spider, the body shape. It just doesn't have any of the red. This was, and the common name is false black widow. It's just, they build modest webs. Sometimes you see a number of them. That's what he said he had seen. And this is one of those spiders that lives not just for one quick season, but up to, 4 or 5, sometimes 6 years throughout the state.